Check, check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Is this thing on? I think we're good. Hey, it's Dave. It's the Daily Podcast. Welcome. Every single audio morsel from this morning scooped up and plopped into this here podcast for you. That didn't sound very appetizing. I apologize. It's better than I'm selling it. What did we do today? Well, there was kids in the workplace today, as it's Take Your Kid to Work Day. But none in our studio, much to John's delight. 2 1-year-olds, probably not the best place for them, although we do plenty of babbling on our own every morning. Maybe they blend in. Whatever the case, Steve and I came rolling solo today. We went to the phones talking about warning labels. If you had one, what would it say? We touched on the mayor of Dogville. The dog walk's coming up once again on Cinco de Mayo at Green Lane Park. There's a big movie coming out this weekend that a lot of people are excited about. We talked Avengers Infinity War. Another unbelievably cringeworthy and stupid thing happening on university campuses. And when it comes to classic rock, well, we had a guy who's been in the thick of it for decades. Todd Rundgren joined us today. Had a great chat with him. It's all here for you right now. Let's dive in. Here you go. It is the Daily Podcast.
You playing golf already?
Oh,
playing golf today?
Yes, indeed. Well, playing can be argued.
Okay.
It's been a couple months.
You're going to be out there whacking the ball?
I'm hacking today.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, fine. All right. And Steve, what are you doing?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you.
It's 6:04 in the morning. I'm not really sure what the rest of my day has planned.
I actually want to just take a moment and thank the two of you.
Getting you into golf. You're welcome.
No, not getting me into golf, but not for not celebrating the day.
National Golf Day.
No, it's not National Golf Day.
It was yesterday.
No, today is Bring Your Kid to Work Day. And I don't want to thank you for that. I'm very, very happy that it has not happened.
Take your child to work day. Watch as your kid goes nuts. Shredding important things on your desk. Telling your boss she looks fat in her dress. You'll shove yogurt into the fax machine and make prank calls on your phone. If you don't want to lose your job, leave your brat at home.
So thank you very much for leaving kids at home.
Sometimes it's good when you have to put Weston back in his place if your kid's going to call him fat.
You could get that dump on his desk that you've always wanted.
That is true. Damn, why didn't you bring the kids today?
We can broadcast something from the ship to drown out their links. Something loud and distracting.
Loud and distracting? I've got just that thing.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
I love the power of radio.
MGK.
Now, this probably happens to lots of people. You go to sleep at night, you have a dream, and you dream about work, and you're about being at work. And there's the DJ's dreaded nightmare, which is always the record runs out, you don't have another song ready, stuff like that. I don't know about you guys, but I have work dreams all the time.
Sure, yeah, I do too.
But you two are never in them. You're never, ever in them. And it really is amazing that, other people here will be in them. You two are never in them. Until last night.
I'm worried.
Nervous. What was I wearing?
Yeah.
Where Steve showed up, right, was crankier than ever.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely what? Crankier than ever, right? And I decided to make him wear a badge, a little button, a little sticker that he had to wear on his shirt that said, "Warning, this man needs more sleep." Right, because that's what I'm convinced of. I'm convinced that his Captain Cranky that he does, right, really has to do with there's just not enough sleep in his life. Right? Am I off?
Yeah, because I'm not cranky.
No,
what are you talking about?
Obviously,
he's always pegged you as a crank.
Seriously,
right.
Grumple Stiltskin. Yeah, there it is.
I'm just a realist, and I put things in perspective for you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I take those rose-colored glasses off and I snap them in half.
But that got me to thinking. You know what? Maybe we all should have a warning label. Maybe we should all wear a warning label of some kind, right? So that people are prepared for us.
Okay. Yeah.
All right,
could come in handy.
Right? Like Dave's warning label was, "Don't screw with me. I pack weapons."
I thought you were going to say, "We'll ask for Wi-Fi password." My Obama phone.
Right? I would have one that says, "We'll make a joke of anything."
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Accurate.
Mine right, would
so,
be.
So if you wait around of your own.
Gets obnoxiously loud quickly.
Oh, it's good.
Yes,
especially
yes.
for when you're in bars.
Yes. Oh, God. Yeah. When he drinks.
Yep.
Right?
It's dog like, walk, beard garden. Watch out.
Yeah. Wait a minute. What are you guys doing to me here? Why am I getting... It's basically getting trashed here. If we're going to trash anyone on the show, I thought we talked about it. We trashed Weston and only Weston.
Got to switch it up.
No, but I think everybody knows what their bad thing or their warning should be to the rest of the world. Yeah. We just don't necessarily admit it.
Yeah, you got to be honest.
Right, right. So now it's time to be honest.
Right.
All right? In 8 words or less, right, if you had to wear a warning label about yourself, what would the warning be? Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. All right, we'd love to know it. In 8 words or less, what would your warning label say? Cindy Graham is here. So, you know what? I don't even think I need to ask you this. Okay. I think I have the perfect warning label for you. And if anybody else has one for themselves, call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. 8 words or less, what would your warning label be? Yours would only need two.
Okay.
Right. It would just say warning cat lady. That's all it would need, right? That just true. Sums it all up. Because all
this is everything.
Right,
yes.
Right. Because all someone has to say to you is, do you like cats? Right. And the next thing you know, they're stuck in a 2-hour conversation.
Like, you know, my cats are so cool and weird.
Shut up. See, it just gets us started. So what would your warning label be, folks? Call us here in the studio. Question at hand, we started talking about this earlier this morning, is if you had to wear a warning label, and no one knows better than yourself as to what that warning label should say about you, what would it say? And it has to say it in 8 words or less, right? You know, I believe Steve should say needs more sleep, right? You know, just something to that extent, right? Doesn't get enough sleep, something like that.
No.
Because he's Grumpelstiltskin when he comes in the morning, no matter what it is.
Mine would be... And this is from me, who knows me better than you know me.
Okay, yes, yes.
Can get obnoxiously loud quickly.
Especially when he's drinking.
Right, exactly.
Especially when he's drinking. My wife, mm-hmm. right?
Hers Ooh, would this be, is gonna be good.
Hers would be, warning, loves animals, hates people.
That'd be a big seller, actually.
It would be.
Yeah, there's a market for that.
It would be. All right, what about you?
Will ask for Wi-Fi password. Just be prepared. My wife hates how often I do that.
You had one for Lisa. For Kristen, it would be, if she doesn't remember, it's your fault.
Oh, yes. Dude, I'll buy that.
Every husband can take
I'll
that,
buy
Lisa,
that,
by the way.
Right now.
Right. They all should get one that says human tape recorder.
Yes.
Because no matter what it is, somehow my wife can recall a conversation yep. we had 12 years ago.
Total recall.
And it's like, boom, this is exactly what you said. Right? You know, so 215-263-WMGK. Let's go to the phones. We got Cindy sitting there right now. Let's see what she has to say. Good morning, Cindy. How you doing?
Doing well today. How are you, John?
I am making it through. So, darling, tell me, you probably know yourself really well.
Yep.
If you had to wear a warning label, what would it say?
I'm nice, but bitch is easy.
Very good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Jim, what would your warning label say?
We'll make jokes when it's too soon.
Hey, Kim, how about you?
Short-tempered Italian.
So how many of them are actually walking around in the world?
Any Italian under 5'7".
How'd you guess? I'm 5'4".
See, I was right.
Yes, you always are, John. You always are.
See, please explain that to Steve.
Just hang up on her already.
Conrad.
Warning, lacks filters.
Mike.
Warning, noxious pants area.
Oh, God. I pity your wife. Hey, bud, what would it say?
I aim to please, shoot to kill.
Fran?
John, after being a service technician for 29 years, my button's definitely got to say, warning, I don't tolerate stupid.
Sarah, what about yourself? What would yours say?
Gertiest-minded female swears like a sailor.
Wow!
That would get some attention.
Oh, why weren't you at the beer blast?
Right.
Lisa, what about yourself? What would it say?
Menopausal.
Here comes menopause, here comes menopause. My wife's gone insane. Yelling and screaming with hot flashes. She's just not the same. Moods are changing, there's complaining. Nothing's merry and bright. So get some Advil, give her space, and forget about sex tonight. Here comes menopause, here comes menopause, just like a freight train. Doors are slammed and things are thrown, so open up the veins. Wish it ends soon and she's better, you just don't want to fight. So jump in bed and cover your head and hope that she don't bite.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What are you, a dumbass?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
All right, maybe you can come up with a warning label for this guy. Listen to this kid, all right? 17 years old, Michael Brown has already discovered that he can pretty much go anywhere he wants in life. Through his probably hard work, his determination, his sacrifices, this Houston kid, right, kicked ass in school, and he has been offered a full-ride scholarship to 20 of the top schools in the nation. All right. I mean, we're talking about Princeton, Harvard, Northwestern, Yale, University of Pennsylvania, Stanford, Vanderbilt, Georgetown, and more. All right.
It's incredible.
Yeah. You know what his sign would say? Warning, gets beat up a lot.
Nerd. It'd
be great if he just wanted to carry on his dad's like plumbing business. I'm good.
I know who it is. I know who the monster is.
All right. Let's hear it.
What are you waiting for?
Well, come on!
Who is it? Tell us!
It's John DeBella.
It is so!
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's the one!
I am!
102.9.
Yeah!
MGK.
Ahead of us is the dog walk. It is a week from this Saturday. We will be at Green Lane Park in Montgomery County, a beautiful park, the jewel of Montgomery County is what I like to call it. And, of course, as you know, the dog walk is a day that we set aside to promote better dog ownership and also promote the work of the animal shelters and rescue groups in our area. You can come up there, learn about breeds and these rescues and these shelters, your dog health training. And there's lots of games for you to play, for the dogs to play. We've got a beer garden. Crooked Eye Brewing is going to be there. They're one of the winners of the Locals Only Beer Fest. And they're going to be there with a beer garden. Tito's going to do samplings of his handmade vodka. It's just going to be a great day. And, of course, someone has to be the mayor of Dogville. Now, tomorrow we're going to have to make a decision on who the finalists are going to be. I'm not sure if we're going to go with three or five this year. Usually we go with three.
Okay.
Right. But we could advance it this year and see what the battle is like. And then listeners, starting on Monday, once we announce who they are, listeners will be able to vote on them. And then whoever's the winner ends up being the mayor of Dogville, walks away with a $200 gift card to buy their dog all of the gifts that he could possibly want, right? And, gets autograph cards, pictures of them, and we hand them out, and they ride around in the little tractor that they have set up for the mayor of Dogville as everybody gets to greet and wave at the mayor of Dogville. Now, of course, if you're putting your dog in for the mayor of Dogville, we must insist on you being at the dog walk. Do you have a nominee? Do you have somebody you like?
I'm liking the dog Bodie. It is a black and white pit, and in the photo he's got his buddy, his iguana.
His iguana?
And it seems they're inseparable.
Right.
It's very cute.
It's a stuffed iguana or a real one?
A stuffed one. I hope it's not a real one because it looks like it's been through a war.
Okay. If it was real, it'd be the same color as he is. Yeah. So it's definitely fake.
Yeah, I go Bodie.
All right. What about you, Dave?
I'm partial to Mayor Beanie. They're already calling him Mayor.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a Sharpay. Is that the really wrinkly?
Yeah.
The
that's
really
a
wrinkly
pay.
One?
Yep.
Yeah. And he has like sort of like a bum's top hat of sorts.
Yeah. Oh, I love
like
him.
Like a Fagin hat from
I
Oliver.
I love him. Yeah, it's like a Rocky hat.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
like
Rocky. Okay, you could call
it
that.
Hat.
Yeah,
it's
like a rumpled bowler
kind
of.
Yeah. I'm caught between, for me, this is always so hard. Love him.
Mm-hmm.
Love the English bulldog, Rolls Royce.
It's a great breed.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Yeah, yep. It really is. Yeah, great breed until they start to snore. Right. And then there's a little Westie in here somewhere.
Let's really?
Oh, really?
I don't know if I saw him.
Oh, my God, is he cute. Right? His name is Thor, right? And they have him as the mighty Thor.
Nice.
Right?
Nice.
So these are just some of the dogs that could be the mayor of Dogville. You still got time to get your dog in. Go to WMGK.com, put in the keyword mayor, and it'll take you right to where you can submit your picture of your dog. You submit your picture, you're not going to make it into the contest.
The John DeBella Podcast.
People like this are a menace to decent society.
102.9.
Take cover!
MGK.
Utopia is coming to the Tower Theater on May 5th. Tickets are available through LiveNation.com. And joining us now, that young man from Upper Darby is here, Todd Rundgren. Hiya, Todd.
How's it going?
It's going well. How's it going for you?
It's going pretty good. Well, we're in our second week of rehearsal now.
Okay.
We've got a lot of stuff to learn. So.
What brought this reunion about? How did this happen?
It actually, you know, wasn't a singular event. It's something we've been exploring for literally decades, I guess. And the circumstances, there was always something that, you know, prevented it. Part of it was because a couple of the guys in the band had retired from the road and found regular, honest work somewhere.
Okay.
So it was the logistics of that. I continue to be pretty busy, so finding a proper hole in my schedule and that sort of thing.
Now, will this tour, I mean, back in the Utopia days, there were a good deal of props and staging and stuff. Are you bringing that along with you to the Tower Theater?
It'll be a pretty big show, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. The pyramid, too?
No.
How special is this show for you, coming back to your hometown, playing the Tower Theater in your home neighborhood?
Again.
Yeah.
I used to go see movies at the Tower Theater.
Okay.
And the very first rock show I ever saw was at the Tower Theater. I didn't even know the Tower did music back in those days.
Who was the band?
It was like Gene Daniels and the Monotones.
Oh, God.
You know, a bunch of good doo-wop acts. Getting back there is always, you know, there's a great deal of nostalgia because not only was it the first place I ever saw a rock show, it's where I played, you know, with Utopia. My own shows with Ringo.
Did the Nazz ever play the Tower Theater?
I don't believe the Nazz did the Tower, but as I say, in those days, the Tower didn't do a lot of music stuff. It was still a movie theater, principally.
Which band did you produce first from Philadelphia, Hall & Oates or American Dream?
American Dream was the first thing. It was the first act I ever got signed as a producer. And, you know, one of the last acts I ever got signed as a producer.
Now, how did you end up being the producer on Meatloaf's Bat Outta Hell? And what was that like? Did they like each other at that point, Steinman and Meatloaf?
Well, yes. Meatloaf was not a, he wasn't a composer. You know, he didn't write much material. And so, and Steinman was looking for something like big and grand and Wagnerian to do. So the combination satisfied a need that they both had. And at the time, they got along, or they had a detente, I guess. Sometimes, you know, but they approached it from completely different directions. You know, Meatloaf was the performer, and Steinman was the Svengali, you know, who imagined all of the possibilities that could happen.
Sound-wise, was that the biggest thing you ever produced, or would it be like TV is King from the Tubes?
Sound-wise? Well, we did have, you know, a full orchestra on the Meatloaf record. We never went that overboard with a Tubes record, but Steinman insisted that, you know, I have to have 60 pieces. No less than 60 pieces, you know. And even if you can't hear half of it, I don't care.
I want them all there.
Yeah, I want to see my money in action. So, it wasn't his money, it was my money, actually.
So I know you got to go, but before you do, let me ask, all right, do you ever wake up on a morning on Kauai and go, boy, I miss Philly?
Never this time of year.
Good answer.
Is there anything about Philadelphia you do miss?
God, do we miss Little Pete's. Little Pete's used to be across from the Warwick Hotel.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
the
yeah.
Diner.
It's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, just this year.
Heart. I can't get my Scrapple at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Well, Todd Rundgren, Utopia, will be at the Tower Theater Saturday, May 5th. Tickets are available through LiveNation.com. Todd, thank you so much for taking the time. Everybody's happy you're going to be back in town.
I'm happy to be there, too.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You don't know how to die, do you?
102.9.
There's a lot of money to be made.
MGK.
Did you see what Jimmy Fallon did last night? He had the entire cast of it come on.
So 55 people.
Right? Come on. Well, the main characters, Robert Downey, and this is the order you're going to hear this in. Robert Downey, Scarlett Johansson, Chris Hemsworth, Chris Evans, Chris Pratt, Anthony Mackie, Benedict Cumberbatch, Chadwick Boseman, and then Tom Hiddleston right at the end. And instead of doing the Brady Bunch, they did the Marvel Bunch.
Here's the story of a playboy genius was gearing up to form some sort of crew.
One's a former Russian spy,
a god of thunder, one fought in World War II. It's the story of a handsome Star-Lord, like the greatest to ever walk the earth by far, and a Falcon
and a magic doctor,
Wakanda forever. So then one day all the heroes were assembled to fight a villain who packed much more than a punch. And this crew was labeled the Avengers. That's the way we all became the Marvel Bunch. The Marvel Bunch. The Marvel Bunch. That's the way we became the Marvel Bunch.
Hello, brother.
Shut up. You got to see this thing. It's online. We should put it up, Dave. Put it up on the Facebook page for Jimmy.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DeBella Podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
But here's one you're just going to love, all right? And it's not going to help the reputation of kids that are looked at as being beyond, fragile and coddled. The University of Utah has put – this is just so ridiculous. The University of Utah, they now have a cry closet.
I saw this.
In the library.
I saw this. Has all stuffed animals and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Students who are stressed out can pop into the closet to cuddle some of the stuffed animals and cry it out.
Oh, my God.
This is modern university.
Yeah, yeah, because they missed their participation award. You know why they're crying? They're going to school in Utah.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Somebody's got to say, I want my money back. That's all. I want my money back.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I want to think of things. I want to use my imagination when I'm sitting there with my ass on a pillow.
102.9.
Namaste.
MGK.